I don't quit. Y'all ready? This is the January the 15th, 2009 regular session of Commissioners Court. We'll have a moment of silence and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item one is public comment. Is there anyone who would like to speak to the court this morning? Okay, with no takers. Item two is to consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item B is the payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments.
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion by... They're routine line item to line item. Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item D are accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to auditor's report, treasurer report, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Ferguson to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those documents are recorded. Item F are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 3 is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes and take action.
We need something to slow us down. We're going too fast.
Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Morning.
We have bids on 5 properties this morning. First property I have your consideration is in Precinct 1, described as 1 acre more or less situated in the Bulletin Map Survey. It's located on Willick Road. The appraisal district has a value of $11,090 on it. We struck it off for $4,205, and we have a bid for $2,000.
Motion to accept that bid.
Second.
There's a motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson, to accept the bid of $2,000 for the 1 acre situated in the J.C. Bullock Headright. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bid's accepted.
L-L-E-T. The next property I have for your consideration is located in Commissioner Precinct 3, located on Lane Street. It's described as 0.482 acres, more or less, situated in the Herford Headright Survey. The The appraisal district has a value of $16,170. We have a bid for $2,000.
That's in Commissioner 2.
Yeah, we show it in 2. What did I say?
You said 3.
I'm sorry. It's no less than a half acre, 4.82 acres.
Okay.
I move to accept.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to accept the $2,000 bid on the .482 situated in the W.H. Hereford. Those in favor? That bid's accepted.
The next property I have is also located in Commissioner Precinct 2. It's described as 4.113 acres, more or less situated in the A.W. Smith Head Right Survey. It's located on Stock Road. The appraisal district has a value of $28,300. We struck it off for $6,514.95. We have a bid for $7,500.
Move to accept the $7,500 bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to accept the $7,500 bid on the 4.113 acres situated in the A.W. Smith. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bid's accepted.
Next one I have in Commissioner Precinct 3. It is located on Thomas Road. It's described as 3.08 acres, more or less, situated in Abstract 229, the George Hampton Survey, and Abstract 254, the Augustine Survey. The appraisal district has a value of $3,590. We struck it off for $8,058.66. We have a bid for $5,000.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Ferguson to accept the $5,000 bid on the 3.08 acres in the Hampton and Augustine surveys. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bid's accepted.
The next property I have is situated in Commissioner Precinct 4. It's described as 2.11 acres, more or less, out of the... survey on it. In Harmony Independent School District, it's located on Farnham Market Road, 1795, just south of the intersection with 49. The appraisal district has a value of $8,330. We struck it off for $7,851.63. We have a bid for $4,000.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Ferguson to accept the $4,000 bid on the 4.11 acres.
It's actually a residue out of that. It's actually 2.11 acres.
Okay. The residue of 2.11 out there in the Harmony ISD.
The other bid that
those in favor?
Let me get
that bid.
Aye.
That's accepted. Sorry, Mr. Smith. Go ahead.
I submitted another one to you, but another jurisdiction totally turned it down.
But before it comes back to us, they'll probably bid on it.
Okay.
Can you tell me what the undivided interest is? Because it just says, if any.
I don't think the law firm was able to determine without doubt that there was an interest. I probably shouldn't say that on the record, but I'm not sure they know. Apparently, there was enough interest that the appraisal districts had it on the tax roll for some amount of time.
Okay.
But when they plugged into the legal, I'm not an attorney, but when they plugged in their ID, I think they were
okay.
Covering themselves.
I think that maybe have something to do with why the fire district turned it down, too.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Thank you.
Item 4 is to discuss and take action on road and bridge matters. And I simply put this item on the agenda. I had told the public and the newspaper that the Commissioner's Court would be more involved and this is a general item for us to discuss any issues that we may have with Bubba. If there were issues about maintenance or repairs that we need to talk to him about or any kind of reports. And I've talked to a couple commissioners since then, and they basically told me, Judge, we're taking care of our business. Is that what y'all want to tell me?
Yes. Yes, that's what. I think that if we put it on the agenda, if it's something like that we asked Bubba to do, one commissioner, and he refuses for some reason, and maybe he's legit, you know, and then we need to put it on the agenda and bring it before all four commissioners to, I don't mean to say make him do it, but negotiate doing it, if it's legal or illegal or what.
If you're unable to get something done on your own,
right.
And
right.
Okay.
There's some things that we do. I had Brother Yahoo sign that on the agenda.
Okay. Well, if you need an agenda item at any time, for whatever purpose, just let me know ahead of time, and I'll have it on there. Okay. And then Commissioner Steve.
That is a good idea, but I mean a lot of you out there by yourself.
Well, I wasn't trying to start anything. I just. But this was.
I guess since we've got it started, I'll carry it a little further. What on burying dead animals? I think that as a safety hazard, I'm not opposed to burying dead animals, but I think that when the vet is called out and puts a horse or a cow down, and it's after hours, should we pay somebody comp time to go do that?
I don't think after hours. Whatever, I think we can do it the next day.
We always do. Okay. That's right, Bubba.
Yeah.
Are we waiting until the next? What about if it's on a Friday evening? We're not going to wait till Monday morning. It's in the hot summertime.
We go out all the time.
Mm-hmm. I know we do. We go out all the time.
We even have them like making appointments to do
that. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have a vet out here to put this horse to sleep. And you know, there's cows that die naturally. And horses, it's one thing, but when we're making an appointment to have a vet come out to put the horse to sleep, it seems like maybe they could pay for that. I don't know.
And some of these people, I mean, you know, I'm hard to tell them no, but this is their favorite mm-hmm. horse or animal or something like that. You know, they just get really upset over it, you know.
Okay.
It's something we can think about anyway.
Well, I'm not a lawyer. Dean is, and he needs to read that statute. But I read it one time, and the way I understood it, it was to be on county property and causing a health problem.
Well,
Kenneth Klein, he brought this up. We discussed it, and he said, we're actually breaking the law going on private property, burying these animals. According to the statute. He's the one who gave me the statute.
Okay. Well, I'll look up the statute and read it.
Of course, the whales, you have to go about the private.
And there is a certain safety hazard for certain animals that die from certain diseases that need to be buried. I mean, if it's a sheep out there with anthrax, well, you know, it's...
You said whales.
Yeah.
I thought you said whales, not... I thought, well, we don't have any coastal... We're burying whales?
Yeah.
I guarantee you we can get you first aid on that.
Oh, that's good.
Judge, are we now buried eight since December 17th? So this is something we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I'll look it up. I'll read it. I mean, in the meantime, I agree with Commissioner Crabtree. Of course, if it's on a Friday or Saturday and the animal needs to be buried, but otherwise, if it was late in the afternoon, I'd say, well, we'll be out there in the morning. Or
Friday.
Okay. All right.
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Mac was watching that clock.
I won't put it back.